Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I am the Reverend Patricia Johnson, your worship leader. Enjoy the service, and God bless everyone who is listening. Our praise and worship is Brother Tony Spencer, following an affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green and an implication by Reverend Rosalind Thomas and scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson. Brother Tony, can you start singing for us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning to everyone. Happy Sunday morning. God bless you all. Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. What a wonderful salvation, where we always see his face. What a perfect habitation. What a quiet resting place. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. It's like the rain that falls from heaven, and like the sunlight from the sky. Oh, Lord, see the Holy Ghost is given, and it'll fall on you, fall down on you from on high. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, yeah, and the billows cease to roll. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, yeah, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, saints. Father, thank you this morning, Lord, for being who you are and whose you are. Father, we come this morning thanking you and praising you, Lord, for all that you do, Father. For you are a great God. You are a good God. We thank you for being in this worship service with us, Father. We thank you so much, Lord, because you've been so good to us. Now we're asking that your Holy Spirit fall fresh on us. Father, thank you that you brought each of us safely to this place. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those away from us, we ask for your blessings to be on them. We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit to move freely among us. Come dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us, challenge us, comfort us, teach us, inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. Father, as we come together now, may we behold your beauty and encounter your grace. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind and able to be in this service again. Holy Spirit, come into this place. Shower down. Open our minds and hearts to hear from you. Let your Holy Spirit use us in a mighty way. Bless the minister of the hour. Let the anointing fall fresh on her so that she may be able to let go and let God. Thank you, gracious, kind Father, for giving us one more chance to get it right with you. Be with us in this service today. Holy Spirit, again, I say, fall fresh on us so that someone might come crying out, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, dear Lord. We ask this in the wonderful, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus. And let the church say, amen, amen, and amen. Scripture. I am reading from King James Version, John chapter 8, verses 14. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear records of myself, yet my records is true, for I know whether I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whether I come and whither I go. For the word of God, for the people of God, praise be to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now we will have the announcements for today. The stewards will be at the church on Tuesday by 10 a.m. If you need them to come by and pick your tithes up, please contact Brother Robert Johnson. The passing of Sister Willa Wilson, arrangements are forthcoming. Please pray for her family and friends. Please pray for one another as we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Please keep your mask, stay 6 feet away, and try to stay in as much as possible. Always tell someone you love them. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.
Good morning, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we come before you as your children, calling on you, seeking and loving you. Father God, we thank you right now that you elevate our pastor, Father God, and keep him healed, Father God, and cover him, Father God, as the leader and the shepherd of our flock. We thank you right now, Father God, that we remain faithful as we persevere through this life and the challenges that it now offers us. Father God, we thank you for the prayers that you keep in our hearts and our minds, and we pray right now, Father God, for the families of Sister Lilia Wilson, Felita Horton, Cloratine Childrey, Hazel Moak, John Johnson, the Harrington family, both Darylyn and Gregory, Hazel Moak, and the household of faith, Father God. We thank you right now for all our ministerial staff. We thank you, Father God, for this platform for which we reach out to the believers in you, Father God, through the listeners, Father God, who are looking for a word and seeking you, Father God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Father God, that you will keep us in perfect peace and keep us covering and keep us healing and safe, Father God. We thank you for your omnipresence by being with each and every one of your children simultaneously, Father God. We thank you. We beseech you right now in the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We are going to have a song by Brother Tony Spencer. And after Brother Tony Spencer, we are welcoming our guest speaker, Exhorter Annette McKinney. She is a beautiful person and a strong message carrier. Enjoy her message. God be with her.
Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid, let rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the Son, let rock us stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the Son, let rock us stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our message.
Good morning. Giving honor to God, Reverend Dante, the HubNet crew, the ministerial staff, Hughes Memorial, and all of our listeners. I am honored for having the opportunity to bring a message, well, tell my story this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Use me, Lord, to be a vessel for you. Take self away, because it's not about me and your works, O God, but the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength, and my redeemer.
Amen.
My message is coming from John 8:14. Jesus said, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. I know where I come from and where I am going, but you have no idea where I came from and where I am going. Yes, I'm letting my test be my testimony. Say this again. I'm letting my test be my testimony. Why me? Why me, oh Lord? Similar thoughts was going through my head as I was first in the hospital October, November, and December of 2021 and was on the ventilator with both my hands strapped to each side of the bed. I couldn't talk for 5 days. Can you imagine me not talking for 5 days? I'm that long. After going through that, I still didn't do right. And I ended up back at Wyandotte Hospital for 40 days, laying flat on my back with no movement in my legs, couldn't sit up or anything, and then was transported to Applewood Nursing Facility for dialysis and therapy, which I stayed 4 months and 2 days. Why me, Lord? Why me? But why not? God sent his precious son to die on the cross for each of our sins. I don't even compare to that. Well, that didn't get my attention. I don't know what. God wants your attention. He can break you down to nothing, to where no uncertainty you will have, and no doubt that this is God. Okay, God, I'm listening. I had to humble myself with patience, determination, and faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not through you. It is the gift of God. Hebrews 11:1 states, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see. Think about that. You can't see this, but you know it's there. That's that faith. And you know what's going to happen because it's all about God. Well, Lord, when I was told my insurance was only paying 45 days of therapy, and my 45 days was up 5 days ago, my faith kicked in. Well, I said by hook or crook, termination, and my unwavering faith, I was going to walk up out of there without therapy. Well, God had a ram in the bush, and he sent an angel. Her name is Melissa. She saw beyond therapy. She told me, I believe you can walk. When she told me that, I looked at her crazy when I couldn't get half my behind up off the chair to my bed and proceeded to help me stand up. My poor knees were screaming, but I was standing with the help of Melissa and the God. Knowing her all my life, I'm sorry, it was like I've been knowing her all my life because she took so good care of me. Everyone started saying, she spoils me. Well, she did. I started calling her my adopted daughter. She started calling me Mom. She made sure I was taken good care of. Even on her days off, she made me promise that the phrase, I can't, was not in my vocabulary. The aides and the nurses, they would move the wheelchair close to the bed so I could walk to it. But as my confidence kept increasing, I started telling them, move that chair farther, farther back. As my faith and confidence was growing stronger, I told everyone, I'm going to walk. So I would walk to the chair. I told everyone that I was not going to be a permanent life in the Applewood Nursing Facility. And I would be at somebody's table for Christmas, enjoying my wonderful, crazy family. Guess what? On December 22nd, I was released to go home. On December 23rd at 8:30 a.m., I was at dialysis. And 4 o'clock p.m. that evening, I was in a seat on Delta Airlines flying to Atlanta. Hallelujah! See my family. Thank you, Jesus. Good. Yes, I was at the Christmas family dinner. The rest is history. You know, a testimony is to praise and honor Christ. And to testify is to tell the story. But that is an overview of my story. Now, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test to a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victory. If you don't know my story, then don't hate. Praise God on my glory. I just can't turn back now. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Don't believe he brought me this far. Believe me. Say it one more time. I just can't turn back now. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Dear God, I know that I'm not perfect. I know sometimes I forget to pray. I know I have questions in my faith. I know sometimes I lose my temper. But thank you for loving me unconditionally and giving me another day to start over again. Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your undying love. Amen. A special thanks to my Almighty God, my pastor, Reverend Dante, my children, Danny, Holly, and all my nieces and nephews, my dear sister, my entire family, a few special friends. Y'all know who we are. I don't have to say no names, but you know who you are. And my new Applewood family was seeing me through this part of my journey. Dear God, thank you for allowing me to testify and share my testimony. May it be a light into someone's path to encourage them, even when they think the road is impossible. They also can make it through just by your grace and by having faith. I love you, God, because you are the Almighty. I pray this prayer in your honor. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Such a beautiful testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Minister Annette McKinney. Try God. That was her test. She said, let her test be her testimony. She don't believe he brought her that far to leave her. Why me? Why me, oh Lord? Why not you? Her determination, her waving faith got her through. God is good. Thank you, Lord.
Tell
your story.
Thank you, Lord.
Is a good God.
Yes.
And let your test be a testimony. It's time for invitation to discipleship. Are you ready to give the preacher your hand and God your heart? Are you thirsty for righteousness and salvation? Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Whosoever wants to be drinkers of the water and wants everlasting life, repeat after me to receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life. Help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, and learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers. Pay your tithes and offerings. Now go and celebrate your newness with Christ, saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Spirit. God bless you this morning. Amen. And amen, amen for that anointing sermon. Amen.
Amen. Closing prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer to you. Amen.
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 God
is Lord. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts.
the beginning and the end. If you put your trust in me, I know it gets hard sometimes, but I want you to trust me.